resources, read good books, listen to good material, listen to Christian radio, get what you need to grow in grace and be a part of the best option.
One last question comes to us from a listener, Dorian. He asks, how do I engage in a respectful way? How do I engage in the truth war? I think what Dorian is getting at is there's an all-out assault from right within the church to discredit the authority and the clarity of objective biblical truth. How does a person listening right now, maybe a lay Christian, expose that trend for what it is and fight that fight?
Well, I think you use every means possible. And I tell people when you're in a church, go to the pastor one-on-one. Don't start a rumor mill. Don't start a, you know, some kind of a destructive mutiny underneath him. I think you go to the pastor. You go to the elders, the leaders of your church, and say, here are my concerns. I would write it out in a letter, spell it out, give a biblical presentation of the issue. I would write it in an Irenic, peace-seeking way. And then I would say, I want to come and meet with you and share my heart. And then I would go. I would take somebody with me, and I would just lay it out with leadership. I think that's the right thing to do. The Bible only knows one way to confront a problem, face-to-face. There are no other ways. If somebody's overtaken in a fault, you go to him. That's what you do. And certainly error is a fault. If a person is heretical, you go to him and you go back, right? And you admonish him and you admonish him. And if he still doesn't respond, you know, you follow up by putting him out of the church. So there's only one way to approach any of these issues, and that is you confront biblically. That's the only way. But I think you're much better off if you go to the leadership, if you write a letter that lays out your concerns. It may be that having done that, you're going to go, you're going to be rebuffed, you're going to be considered some kind of a threat, and you may end up in another church. But I think you have the obligation to defend the truth, to uphold the truth. Now, I'm not talking about nitpicking about, I don't like that kind of music, or I don't like, I mean, that may be true. You may hate all of that, but you got to pick your battle, and it needs to be a truth battle. And when you're dealing with sound doctrine and truth, you've got the Bible on your side. When you're dealing with style of music, you're not going to find a lot of verses that are going to tell you what style to have in the music. So you got to make sure you're dealing with issues of doctrine and biblical interpretation and a true and direct representation of Christ and his church. But I think you go to leadership. They are the ones who are accountable and should be held responsible.
Thanks, John. That's all we have time for today. But to our listeners, I want to say thank you for listening.